WDEE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Supreme Court justices ruled against a ban on bump stocks, a device attached to a semi-automatic weapon, making it fire more rapidly. The majority finding bump stocks don't fit the definition of a 1934 law banning machine guns in the U.S. ABC's Devin Dwyer spoke with the inventor of the bump stock during the legal challenge.
He has insisted all along that the single pull of a trigger does not release a spray of bullets. It requires an extra pull of the arm, and told me just yesterday that he continues to want to sell these. He sold more than 700,000 over the years that they were approved for sale.
World leaders in Italy closing out the G7 summit today. Pope Francis addressing members about the risks of AI. He and President Biden also meeting in private. A federal judge ordering Alex Jones's personal assets be liquidated. The conspiracy theorist was found liable for making false claims in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting and owes $1.5 billion to families. The judge still deciding on his company's separate bankruptcy case. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punch Bowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working-class people, our institutions can miss it.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Only a year ago, local farmers were in the midst of a flash drought. Now Wisconsin is 100% drought-free, but that's not all good news. Steady rain for the past month has left standing water in many farm fields, drowning young corn and soybean plants. Relentless activity with barely a break in rain, hay farmers did manage to have a successful first cut. Now the fields are green and good, waiting for a three-day dry stretch to cut again. We've received over 5.5 inches of rain in Madison so far this year, when at the same time last year, Madison hadn't even picked up an inch of rainfall yet. Farmers are having a hard time getting their machinery through the muddy fields. To top it off, corn for grain has a deadline of this week. After that, farmers are going to need to consider corn for silage use or to plant soybeans. Not to mention, standing water leads to some crop diseases like stalk rot. The problem is farmers can handle short bursts of rain. Standing water for a day doesn't do damage, but the week-long puddles are the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment, we've all been waiting for it. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A high-pressure system is dominating the area, providing blue skies and plenty of sunshine alongside calm winds and pleasant temperatures. Highs today flirting with 80 degrees, and for tomorrow, showers by the afternoon and heavy rain at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas on National Movie Night. And as usual, Terry Barr joins us and enlightens us with some fantastic music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers back at the World Headquarters. We are live on location at beautiful Mitchell, Michael Park here at the Danielson Stage in Amory, Wisconsin. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here in the North Woods, along the Apple River, right to our right, a few yards. We have fresh brats smoking at Amory Meats right across the street. We're going to have a brat, and we have our friends with us here on location. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite on this Friday, TGIF edition, the 14th of June, 2024. To my immediate left, my friend, my colleague, and for the next 2 hours, my rival, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air, every day preceding us, 10 until noon. And to her left, our other friend, and he's cheering for Jane, so I guess he is a rival as well for the next 2 hours. The host of Up North News Radio every morning, 6 to 8, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, drove all the way from Lake Wasota.
Other friend. What am I supposed
to say?
We've had to listen to Hope and Crosby all week here, you know, doing the road tours. And they're on the road to Balsam Lake, you know, later today, and they're getting a little punchy at the end of it, and I'm so glad they finally, they truly made it up north.
We did.
It's so great to have you here. Apple River, the Muskies are probably picking off tubers left and right, you know, as we speak right now. But it was a gorgeous, I mean, I can't thank you enough for picking today that I could drop the top on the Jeep and have just a perfect drive up here.
It really is weather. It does not get better than this.
No.
It simply doesn't. It's nice puffy clouds and blue skies, and the breeze is cool, and it's perfect.
It's a flag day as well. Thus, if you're watching on the stream, we have a plethora of the red, white, and blue under the auspices that this beautiful banner doesn't belong to any one or any particular party. It belongs to all of us as Americans, and so we're celebrating that. We've got Wonder State Coffee, courtesy of Wonder State Coffee Roasters in Viroqua, Wisconsin, sitting right over there. If you're in the area in northern Wisconsin, stop on over to beautiful Michael Park here at Danielson Stage. Join us, grab a cup of coffee, say hi to Patrick and Jane and all the fine people. We have Joey. We tried to get Joey on the air here, but Joey's our great ad account executive up here for Civic Media.
Handsomest camera shy guy I know.
Now that's a guy who belongs on TV.
100%. 100%.
Yes.
So, he is our representative up here for Lake Air Radio, WLAK, the local station here in the Amory area, and so happy to have him out here. A little bit later, we're going to hear from April Zimmer. She is with Love Where We Come From, a marketing firm that markets the greater
Avery area. She is Miss Avery, literally and figuratively, a wonderful person.
Absolutely, and so knowledgeable, and obviously just so passionate about where she lives, and with good reason.
With very good reason.
Yes.
Coming up at 12:30, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin football player, a three-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. The Big 12 is exploring giving naming rights to the conference. Should the Big Ten do that? And we'll also ask him about having a former NFL player. What about Aaron Rodgers taking a powder on the training to go to the ayahuasca ceremony? We'll see what Brady has to say about that as well, and much more. But right now we are joined by our ongoing contributor and our friend from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., like myself, a former Republican, like myself, has left the party. He is now, amongst other things, a senior advisor at the fantastic Lincoln Project. He joins us via StreamYard live from Washington, D.C. Prigvi, we're just a stone's throw from St. Croix.
I know. I can't wait. I said to you, when we do our little tour, I'm taking you to River Falls. We'll right from River Falls days too, Todd. It's not horrible there.
It's not horrible.
Well, this is not horrible.
Not horrible.
You know, I'm not sure if you can tell, but I'm wearing my Green Bay Packer polo shirt this morning. And right, we can see the place, the BP gas station here in Amory. Jay and I stopped for a couple of supplies, and we were checking out. And honest to God, on the way out, she looks at me and she says, next time you come in here, wear a different shirt.
we are definitely in the DMZ.
You are in the – I know. I grew up in the DMZ.
Yep.
I became so militant about the Packers because Quinn Armstrong used to throw my Packer cap up on top of Greenwood Elementary School every time I wore it.
But I said, well, at least you guys got Favre for his first season.
Right. Exactly.
All the Super Bowl rings. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever noticed how the Vikings collect all our trash when players get done playing in Green Bay?
Nice.
Ooh, we're bringing it out.
Right out of the gate. I love it. But Trigvi and I, we're going to do another statewide tour as well. We're still getting the exact locations down, but we're going to spend a little time up here in the Northwoods, Trigvi, and we'll be going the entire week before the RNC as we make our way to Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. I know you're going to join us out here for part of that as well in Milwaukee. But let's get right to it, because speaking of yesterday, the Trumpster got himself into a little hot water, and he called Milwaukee, quote, a horrible city. Now, you've been a presidential strategist and advisor to guys like John McCain and others. If you're Chris LaCivita, who I know you know, Trump's campaign manager, not the exact thing you want your candidate to be saying a couple of weeks out from the Republican National Convention in the city he called horrible.
Yeah, so I think it's not just that Trump called it horrible. I mean, that's bad. Right? Like, not good for winning Wisconsin. Because number one, right. People like the Lincoln Project can do ads like we did, which we don't think Milwaukee's horrible. In fact, there's, you know, a lot of proud, hardworking Wisconsinites there. But if Donald Trump thinks Milwaukee is horrible, what does he think about Amory or River Falls or Chippewa Falls?
Yeah.
All these other places, right? It says the disdain.
Yep.
But here's the other piece that I think's got to be worrying LaCivita maybe even more. They tried to mount a response by getting Van Orton and Style and Tiffany and Fitzgerald and all these guys to say... To have a message while he was talking about X. Except the problem is Derek Van Orton said he was talking about crime. Brian Stiles said he didn't actually say it. And then he said, no, he was talking about elections. Like Tiffany said that he was referring to some internal dispute in Milwaukee between the county board and the city. Like these guys can't get their story straight. That has to be a bigger issue. And so, honestly, I think that's why they pivoted to what they did, which is this whole fake doctored video of Biden, which Scott Walker was pushing around last night, which infuriated me so bad, and I did feel bad in the morning. I actually tweeted a picture of his bald spot, because pushing around stuff like that is about like the people who are pushing around his bald spot, except he actually has a bald spot, and Joe Biden didn't wander off at the G8. So there's that.
What is the context for that?
I was actually working for Dale Schultz at the Capitol at the time, and what happened, he, like myself, male pattern baldness, and instead he claimed that he was fixing a cabinet at the executive residence and hit his head, and that it was a scar. Well, last time I checked, scars don't encompass your entire top of your head. Well, Trevi shaved his head. I keep mine short. I'm going bald.
I cannot relate to any of this.
No. Of course, well, Pat wears
no, because you have television. You have television. Pat has television hair.
Yes. Our game show host hair, as a consultant called it once.
No, you do have beautiful hair.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
But as far as Yeah, the ad that you're referring to, Trigby, with President Biden wandering away, what is the context of that?
Oh, yeah, he was in a shot. Yeah, go ahead, Trigby, you got it.
Well, so they're at the G8, right? And so there's a camera, obviously, sitting to the side. There's several cameras because he's going to move around. They're all moving around, and there's seven of them. So the shot to the side shows Biden turning and sort of walking away from the rest of the leaders. Well, what they don't show in the shot, because of the way that it's set up, is that a parachuter had just landed nearby. They were watching a display of people coming in on parachutes, and he's walking over to them to say good job and give him a thumbs up. But the video that's being pushed around on the right just basically shows, it looks like from the angle it shot, that Biden's just wandering off talking to himself. I mean, it's the most disingenuous. It's literally worthy of Pravda in the day.
And I don't, I'm not sure, Trey, if you saw this last 45 minutes to an hour, apparently now they're saying this video was digitally altered to take out the paratrooper or parachuter that Biden was actually talking to make it look even worse.
Yes, correct. Correct.
I mean, so they literally digitally, and you talk about this in your rules to deal with authoritarian, Trigby. Give us just like the 1 minute short version on this, what this whole strategy is, straight out of the Eastern Europe playbook.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's classic. There's a Russian term called lesneya informatsiya, which is false information with a strategic purpose. And that's exactly what they're trying to do here. So the ends justify any means, and they've got a problem and a distraction. So they don't even mind if they get caught, because the people that want to believe that somehow Joe Biden is wandering off talking to himself are going to believe it. And now, instead of people having a conversation like we are about the fact that Donald Trump thinks Milwaukee is a horrible city. And clearly, if you gave him truth serum, he would say all of us from Wisconsin are probably a bunch of rubes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be honest about it. And instead, we're talking about the fact that they literally doctored video and fighting over that while they're still saying, you know. So it's letting Brian Stile off the hook. It's letting Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Orten, who literally can't get their story straight or are lying to the voters of Wisconsin for Donald Trump.
Or as Jane put it so well on her show, squirrel.
Well, it is. Right. It's a big squirrel, Trigby. You know, they voted, Senate Republicans yesterday voted against IVF. The Southern Baptist Council also came out strongly against IVF. They don't want to talk about that. So here's this other, go look at this thing. Go look at this other thing.
All right. Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this is, I really believe this is the case. I was doing some focus groups in Wisconsin, kind of not far from where you guys were last week. And we got talking about women's reproductive rights with Republican dads of daughters. And when you say to them, they are coming after your daughter's birth control, and that's why your daughters are angry that you're supporting Donald Trump, they're like, that can't happen. And I finally got frustrated and said, it is in Oklahoma. They just don't want to believe it.
Well, we appreciate, Trigby, you're going to stick around here for one more segment. And when we come back, we're going to play this great ad that Lincoln Project put out last night, hours after Donald Trump called Milwaukee a horrible city. Don't go anywhere. Pat Kreitlow, Jane Matinair, Trigby Olson, much more from beautiful Amory on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
News from the center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Amory, Wisconsin. We are live on location, the All Ball Show, Civic Media, along with our friend, colleagues, Jane Matinair and Pat Kreitlow. It is the road show, Matinair and All Ball, including Kreitlow on occasion when he graces us with his presence, which we're always happy to have.
Absolutely.
We're always happy to have.
Good save after blowing me off yesterday for the pontoon ride.
We'll talk about that coming up in hour two. It was a long drive up here.
I can't make it up here. It's just what's going on today. I can't come on.
It wasn't that bad, was I?
It had that flavor, and I had that flavor.
Yeah, we'll tell you
It's a story.
It's a story. We'll get to it. But Jane and I have had a lovely time, and
thank you,
Jane, for everything you've done to make this happen. I really appreciate it.
I couldn't have had a better travel companion and a better broadcast companion. We genuinely have had so much fun. Yeah. Don't tell people at work.
Right. So don't double work. We do have this little contest, though, going the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Jane and I are in a battle for our lives. We're going to tell you about 10 minutes before the end of our show. So about 10 minutes to two, we will tell you who has gotten more texts over the last 2 weeks, Jane or I. And if it's a tie, it's a best of three leg wrestling competition in which Pat Kreitlow will officiate.
Pat's gonna do it.
Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a good time had by all. Right now, we're joined by Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. Hours after Donald Trump called Milwaukee, quote, a horrible city yesterday, Trigvi and Rick Wilson, who are experts at this, who have done some of the best ads in political history on the GOP side before they left the party, put this together. It is an award winner. Here's the Lincoln Project response to Donald Trump yesterday.
Milwaukee, our town. The Bucks, the Brewers, Harley Davidson. Brats, cheese curds, best beer in the world. We work hard, we play hard. We're damn proud of Milwaukee. It's home, and we love it. If Donald Trump says Milwaukee is a terrible city, imagine how little he thinks of the rest of Wisconsin.
Ouch.
Love every minute of that, Trigvi. Well done.
You know what? I'm bumming out because I forgot fish fries and cheddar cheese, but
you only had so much time. All right. And I have a feeling there'll be more. There'll be more opportunities.
I think you're right about that. I mean, the nice thing is we get a few different swings at it because the digital version will be 15 and then we can do some 30s. And
there you go.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys liked it. You know.
Well, and to your greater point that Trigvi, we've been talking about this all morning, we all share so many more things in common that we love and appreciate and value here than the things that they're trying to do to split us apart.
And understand that there are so many people who have lived in multiple Wisconsin communities. Both of my daughters were born in Milwaukee while my wife attended medical school. I have lived in Rice Lake. I have lived in Eau Claire. Sherry grew up on a dairy farm but has lived in Madison for a time. Plenty of people who now live in one zip code lived in another, and they're not here to single out one and say you're a lesser part of Wisconsin. Yeah. There are politicians who love to do that, but I know as a former legislator working with legislators from Milwaukee, there's a lot more that unites people from a rural district and an urban district that politicians just love to divide and exacerbate for their own gain rather than solving the problems that we have in common. Because, yeah, we have good things in common. We have problems in common, too. You said crime and substance abuse and everything else, and we could be working on those things together if it wasn't so easy to dump on Milwaukee or Madison, you know, as a matter of convenience.
I'm not sure, Trigley, you saw this yesterday. Zomers, if we have it, I believe Congresswoman Gwendolyn Moore, who represents Milwaukee, was on Lawrence O'Donnell last night. And here's what her response was last night on the O'Donnell show. Here we go.
And again, I don't know many people in Milwaukee who have 34 felony counts against them.
Well, Donald
so
Trump,
our crime rate sure is going to go up when he joins us in Milwaukee.
There you go. Oh, that's right.
ouch.
You don't mess with Gwendolyn Moore, Trigby.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean... The truth of the matter is, I mean, just watching it, there is an element of him doing this and then how his his allies have been all over the map that kind of makes, like, putting together the ad or what Gwen does there a gimme putt, right? Like, it's not that hard. But I think the bigger point is, you know, I come from the other part of the state, right? Like, I come from the Twin City suburbs over in St. Croix County. So I have more, you know, I'm a Twins fan and a Timberwolves fan, but I don't want somebody bagging on Milwaukee. All that's said to me is how little this guy thinks of people from places like Wisconsin. It reinforced that. And well, hardcore Trump people are going to figure out ways to explain this away in the same way they have January 6th, in the same way they are with the felonies, and same way they are with the Access Hollywood tape and grabbing women by the, you know. Yeah. The truth of the matter is there's a lot of swing voters, Dobbs dads and Red Dawn conservatives who are in Wisconsin, who are going to look at this in places like Rice Lake or Amory or wherever. And they're going to say, this guy thinks we're that dumb and gullible. And I just don't think they're going to buy it.
I agree with you. And for like a lot of folks, Milwaukee is a national and sometimes international calling card. The 82 Milwaukee Brewers, Robin Yelp, Paul Molitor, Christian Yelich now. The Packers played in Milwaukee for a number of years. Schlitz Beer, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, the Fonz. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are
the Bodines.
The Bodines, Harley Davidson. These are things that every American recognizes, and it's all about Wisconsin, and we all have a part of ownership in that.
100%. I mean, I just hope he doubles down and starts bagging on the Packers and the Badgers before he's gone. I mean, he might as well own it. Since I know that La Civita tracks what I say, hey, Chris, it would be a real good move for you to have him bag on the Packers. He should show up wearing a Jets hat and an Aaron Rodgers jersey next time he goes to Green Bay.
No, he's a New York guy. Why wouldn't he?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And have him talk at length about how he hates fish fries. I think that would be really, really smart.
And cheese curds.
Yes.
Terrible. They're terrible. They're terrible for your body. Really quick, Trigby, did you see that OC Orange County Air Company went to the wrong OC this week? He was invited and said he was going to Oconto County for an event last weekend, and the paparazzi canceled it, and the paparazzi shot him on the Laguna Beach in the OC in California. Did you see that?
Oh, man.
He went to the wrong OC.
That
but
guy.
But it's supposed to show he lives there. He's one of these guys who lives there.
He does live there. And this is the thing. Here's the other thing I would say about it is, right?
30 seconds.
Tammy Baldwin had a great response. But, you know, the secret to Wisconsin politics, and Tammy Baldwin gets that, is to get out and go to the bars and go to the events and talk to people and connect with them. And that's what they like about Tammy Baldwin. The big problem for Donald Trump with this ultimately is it demonstrates he does not get us. He would not want to go and sit in a bar with people in Wisconsin.
Go to the bars. Eric Hovde had to pay three of his company's directors to sit in a bar with him. Commercial.
Trigby, you know where? OC Eric Hovde was on Laguna Beach this weekend. Want to know where Tammy was? serving cheese curds and pancakes at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast.
As it absolutely, should be. Of course she was. All right,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Trigby Olson. Appreciate it. Lincoln Project. Stay
See
tuned.
You
Brady Ewing is next. Right. Live from Avery.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Industry that U.S. agriculture can't live without is trucking. Delivering commodities and livestock on time is especially important to producers. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Nicole Barless is the operations manager for Franzen Trucking in Wisconsin. She says driving a semi can be a tough job, which is something that other drivers may not realize.
I would say lack of awareness, and I don't blame it on anybody. I think a lot of people just haven't ever experienced what it's like to be in a truck or a large piece of equipment. So I think it's just trying to be considerate of our drivers. They're out there doing their jobs. They're working hard. Most of them, just like our drivers on the roads, just are trying to do their job and make it home to their families safely. It really is important that cars on the road be considerate of them. It takes them a lot more space to make turns, lane changes.
That was Nicole Barless, operations manager for Franzen Trucking, along with us. I'll have a look at your midday commodity markets right after this.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps